Hope everybody's enjoying some of the sunshine we're getting. I think spring might be around the corner, so that's always a nice thing. I guess by now you've noticed we're having a day of prayer and fasting next weekend. We had it in the bulletin the last couple of weeks. And some of you may be wondering, why? Why are we calling for a day of fasting and prayer? Fasting and prayer are not just good things to do for our own spiritual growth and development. They are genuine spiritual weapons that help us to be mighty in battle. We battle spiritual forces in our lives as individuals and as a denomination, as a church. We battle forces. When we draw close to God, it allows us to have a much stronger weapon as we move about our daily lives. Fasting is something that believers do. Jesus said, Matthew 6:16. He said, when you fast. He didn't say, if by some chance you might ever fast. He said, when you fast. Notice that it wasn't something that was just optional. It's something that he expects us as believers to do occasionally, because there's times we need to fast. Jesus himself was a human being, and he fasted for the strength that he needed to do what he had to do in going to the cross and dying and the suffering he went through. Fasting was a key part of Jesus' ministry. Scripture shows that Cornelius, Anna, Barnabas, Paul, Moses, Peter, Daniel, all of these people fasted. And there's many more. People commented to Christ, at that time they didn't see the disciples fasting a whole lot. And they kind of said, well, how come your disciples aren't fasting? And what was Jesus' response in Matthew 9:15? He says, how can the guests of the bridegroom mourn when he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then they will fast. Well, the bridegroom returned to heaven to be with God shortly after this was written. And now is the time for fasting for us as believers too, as Jesus mentioned. Ultimately, God calls us to fast and pray so we can become more like Christ in our nature and more effective witnesses to his life-changing power. So fasting is a vital part of our day-to-day life, or it should be. He calls us to fasting and prayer so that we can be changed, and our prayers might truly be more effective in helping us to overcome the obstacles that do come our way. Look at the story of Nehemiah. Upon hearing the sad news of Jerusalem's pitiful state, Nehemiah agonized over the city's plight. He heard about what was happening in Jerusalem while he was in captivity. His response can teach us something. He said, when I heard these words in Nehemiah 1:4, there's no slide for this. He said, I sat down and I wept and I mourned for days. And I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. It was clear, it was while he was fasting and praying, that God's will became very clear to Nehemiah what should be done. And God let him know as to where he should move forward. Pray for his will to be done in our lives and in our church community. And that's why we're doing this fast. The church in North America right now, not just our denomination, most religious institutions in North America are suffering. And the culture, I don't know what it is with the materialistic culture, the society. A lot of churches in North America are in the decline. And where the growth right now has moved, it's moved over to Africa and Asia. Because many of these people still realize that they need help. They need a Savior. They need help in their daily struggles in life. And I think in our culture, we don't think we need that. We just get insurance and hopefully that'll help cover whatever problems we have. And that's what society in the West is like. But our church, when we look at our church, our attendance is in decline. As you noticed, our attendance, our numbers are dropping. And yet some people don't see that as a vital, important part of what Christ called us to do. He said, go into the world and make disciples of all mankind. And that implies that if we're making disciples, that we're going to be reaching out to new people. We're going to be mentoring new people. And just think, with this fast day too, it's an opportunity. If we take 2 hours a day preparing food and cooking and eating, that gives us 2 hours a day more that we can set aside to have personal time to study and pray and to meditate on God. You know, it's when we reach points of despondency, hopelessness, despair, confusion, or desperation, going before God in prayer and fasting can do a number of things. It can bring peace. It can bring clarity in our mind and direction in our situations. And Jerusalem's devastation led Nehemiah to his knees in prayer and fasting. Fasting is a biblical in biblical context means to abstain from food for a given period. Fasting doesn't mean to go hungry. That's not what it means. It means abstaining for the purpose of focusing our attention on God and what He might have to say to us. Because sometimes when we have that gnawing feeling in our stomach, we're more apt to hear what He's speaking into our brain. That's the way we were made as human beings. Next week we are calling a fast to seek God's direction and divine intervention in areas of our lives and our church congregation. We fast to get clarity on what God's will is for us as a denomination, us as individuals. Fasting clears the clutter of our human minds and helps us to hear more clearly what God is saying to us. We are seeking clarity as a church and as a body so we can be more effective in fulfilling the commission that He gave His church in the end time. Because He says, I will be with you to the end of the age. The end of the age. We're living in that. And He says, I will be with you. In your fasting, please refer to our bulletin today. We have a good insert in it. And we're asking, for example, pray for guidance in sharing the gospel in our communities, to be more effective in reaching out to new people. Pray for our leadership team. I know we really appreciate, and I really appreciate your prayers too. It's not always clear where we should go and what we should be doing as a congregation, and your prayers are a vital part of mine and our leadership team in where we go and what we do as a congregation. Pray for spiritual renewal in our church and communities. Pray for our congregation to be a vessel for God, for people coming to God, that our congregation can be a place where people can come and grow and learn and become disciples of Jesus Christ. Pray for those who maybe were a part of our fellowship years ago. Some of them are your children. Some of them are your good friends. And some of them have walked away from their faith. Pray that those people, God might move in their lives, that God would move in their life, that they would respond to His call again and commit their lives to Him again. Pray for more families in our fellowship. Pray for the Holy Spirit to do a work in our church. Pray for direction in our lives to be disciple makers and in some way mentors. You know, the Apostle Paul, and I'll be getting to that in my message, but he mentored people. That's our job as believers too. As a new person comes in, it's our job to mentor and disciple. That's what discipling is. Ask also if you could pray about our refugee family or families. We've applied for two because the first one seems to have got lost in the system. So pray that God would open the doors and His will be done in that area. Because it's really, again, Satan doesn't want to see us reaching out and helping members in those areas that are struggling, really struggling in some ways, life and death. You know, where they have some of the conditions living in the camps they're living at are pretty bad. Ask for God to humble us so He can do a work in our Surrey congregation. And just so you meant, just I'd like to mention, this fast is a personal thing between you and God. And some of you maybe can't fast due to diabetic or health or medical reasons. That's okay. Some of you may not be able to go the whole day without drinking water. But God understands your sacrifice. So next Saturday, if you're able to set aside time to fast for the congregation and where God wants to lead us and direct us, we would really appreciate that as a leadership team too. We won't be having refreshments next week, so when we come, there will not be food sitting out on the table. So it'll be a little different, and it's actually a good thing. I don't have to speak next week. My wife does, so I'll be more relaxed. So she'll be up there being hungry. So please join us in fasting and prayer next Saturday. I believe God can work and do a greater work in our congregation, and I believe He wants to.